Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. In today's story, we are going to hear about a very special chassid named Rav Shmuel Munkus. And he was a chassid of the first Chabad Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi, also known as the Baal HaTanya. One day, the chassidim were enjoying a very special Verbrengen. Verbrengen means a gathering of chassidim or other people who are maybe singing, having a little food and a little l'chaim, if they're old enough, and trying to inspire one another and encourage one another in serving Hashem. And each person tries to encourage himself and to encourage the other people around him to be a better Jew. Well, all of a sudden, there was a delivery. It was a delivery of very yummy-looking pieces of meat, little hors d'oeuvres, little pieces of meat that were very nicely arranged on a plate, nice and hot. And Rav Shmuel Munkus went to the door and received it from the person who was delivering it from the Sheikhet. And he brought it over to the Verbrengen. But when everybody expected that the plate would be put on the table and everyone could take some, Shmuel Munkus didn't really put it on the table. He kind of walked around with it. And after a while, the other chassidim were saying, come on, Shmuel, bring the delicious-looking flesh over to the table so we can enjoy a nice little snack. And he said, well, maybe not. And he walked around some more, and pretty soon somebody came over to him and said, come on, let me have that. Give me some of that meat there. And Shmuel Munkus began to kind of dance away and dance away this way, and somebody else kind of came over to him, and he was sort of running around the room, and everybody was chasing him, and he wouldn't give anybody the meat. And all of a sudden, when it looked like he was about to get caught and someone would be able to grab the meat, he suddenly threw the entire plate down into the garbage, into some yucky, watery garbage, so it was immediately ruined. What are you doing, Shmuel? The chassidim said, and one of them said, you deserve a patch for that. All of a sudden, another messenger comes running in from the Sheikhet's place and says, wait. Don't eat that meat. It was a big mistake. The whole plate that we just sent over was treif. It was an error. It was a mistake. Now the chassidim looked at Rav Shmuel and said, Shmuel, how did you know that he was treif? Are you a navi or something? No, said Rav Shmuel. Of course not. But I'll tell you how I knew. Because when I first came into Yechides, I first had my first meeting, my first private meeting with the Alter Rebbe, he taught me that it's very important that if we have a very, very strong desire for something physical, that we should check out that maybe there's something wrong over here. Maybe the Yetzer Hara or the animal soul is getting involved. So I knew that when I first saw that plate of meat, it looked to me so yummy that I thought, wait a minute, this looks too yummy. It's just meat. Why should it look so yummy to me? Maybe there's actually something not good about it. And when I saw that all the chassidim wanted the meat so much, I said to myself, no, this couldn't be right. It couldn't be right that people should want a plate of meat so badly. There must be something wrong with the meat. And that's why I threw it in the garbage. So Kinderlach, this teaches us a very important lesson that, yes, we do have to definitely eat, we have to have healthy food, and we have to play and everything, of course. But the real thing that we should want is to serve Hashem. This is what a Jew really, really wants. And even though, of course, it's very important to get a good night's sleep and to brush our teeth and to have good food and good exercise. They're all very important. But if a person wants one of those things so much, more than anything else, then they have to think, is this really part of serving Hashem? Maybe if I want so much that candy, maybe I should put aside having that candy, at least for a few minutes. And remember that the main thing that we all want is to serve Hashem. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.